Gant was a master at hiding his own emotions, but he had a talent for reading expressions of others. Doyle looked like a bulldog about to be served a slab of steak. You don't like him, do you? Tris? Nah. He's always treating me like crap. He thinks I'm his monkey. Tells me to fetch coffee and drinks and pop a beer as my reward. I'm pretty invisible to a guy like him. That's what makes you so valuable to the Freedom Project. You're better than a fly on the wall. You'll be rewarded far beyond your dreams. If it's any consolation to you now, for all Margrave's brilliance, he doesn't have a clue about what's going on under his nose. He has no idea that the security company working for him is a private army for the very elites, as he calls them, whom he wishes to humble. He thinks his little project is going to forward the goals of his neo-anarchist friends. He doesn't realize that what he is doing will destroy him and his unwashed fools and solidify the power of those he would like to defeat. What do you want to do about the old guy in Montana? Gant chuckled. I wouldn't think that you'd want to tangle with that old grizzly bear again after he mauled two of your men. He was smart, they were dumb. I don't like loose ends, but he is no longer a priority. With the information on the girl, we don't need him anymore. One more thing. Those lawyers who are in my office, I'd like you to dispose of them. Do your best to make it look accidental. An explosion in their office, perhaps. Doyle rose from his chair. I'll get on it right away. Austin leaned against a rail on the Throckmorton and peered through binoculars at the ship that had suddenly appeared from the heart of the sea. The vessel listed drunkenly to one side and sat so low in the water that the 3-foot seas were splashing onto the deck. By some miracle, the ship somehow managed to stubbornly resist being pulled back to its watery grave. What's keeping her afloat? Said Zavala. I don't know what's keeping her up. Well, why she popped to the surface, Austin said. She could have been stuck in the muddy bottom or weighted down by cargo. Maybe the whirlpool shook things loose and it rode to the surface like a wood chip. He noticed Zavala's skeptical expression and said, Okay, I don't have the foggiest idea why she came to the surface and why she hasn't sunk. Are you up for taking a closer look at her? Austin met Zavala at the launch boom, and minutes later their boat was cutting a foamy way toward the mystery ship. Austin steered the inflatable around the vessel in a big circle while Zavala snapped photographs. She looks fairly new. I'd say she's around 300 feet long, he said. She looks like I feel after a night out on the town, Zavala said. She's fairly wide in the beam, built to take a sizable load of cargo, but I don't see any cargo booms. It must have been knocked off in the whirlpool. There's no name or registration numbers on the hull, Austin said. The vessel was in fairly good condition, considering that she had lain on the bottom of the sea. From the look of her, she was only submerged a short while. I don't see any unusual rust, although it might have been blasted off. He slowed the boat down to a crawl. We've seen everything we can from sea level. Let's go aboard. Proper protocol says we should wait for an invitation from the captain, Zavala said. Yes, under ordinary circumstances. But he seems to be otherwise occupied. I think I see the cocktail flag flying, Austin said. You've got better eyesight than I have. All I see is a hulk that looks as if it would roll over if a seagull landed on its deck. In that case, we'd better make sure we're wearing our water wings,